To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Revelation 3:21-22. One day, several years ago, while I was hanging clothes out on the line, out of nowhere, in a not audible voice, but in a whisper, I heard, "You are not the survivor that you think you are. I was always there beside you, watching over you." And I stopped immediately what I had been doing, and I cried when the impact of those words hit me. I now know that in these days, that there is not one day that I can get through without the Lord. You see, I met him when I was 26 years old, but I did not come to really know what it was to fully fall in love with him until just a few years ago. I started out like many of you, excited about surrendering my life to him, asking him into my heart and into my life, going to church, meeting new people, making new friends, learning new things, and having new experiences. It felt so real. It was so exciting. There was encouragement and hope that had been gained. But like so many of you, I did not understand what I had been invited into. And even though I was in church every time the doors were open, and even though I tried to do what was right by having the right thoughts, praying and offering my time and talents to further God's kingdom, there was still the reserve that I held back because that was what had gotten me through. And I didn't at the time even know what it was that I was doing. I had heard of Jesus. Now I had met him. But I was still not where I should be. I had had to defend and protect myself for most of my life, and I didn't know how to trust anyone else to do what I was barely able to do. And so I had met Jesus. I now knew of him, but I wouldn't know the fullness of a relationship with him because I withheld from him part of myself. And yes, there are differences in our relationships with him. Some will cause us growth. Some will hold us back. Some will simply be the cause of great misery to us because we know that there is more, but we're unwilling to search for it. In the depth of those relationships are the experiences we will have while earnestly seeking him. We find in the prayers we pray when we seek to be more like him, and by our praise and thankfulness and knowing that every aspect of our life, that he wants to be a part of it, that we come to know someone who loves us when we were unlovable, who offers life when we deserve death, and someone who would and did lay down his life only to pick it back up again so that we may live with him eternally. In him, we find what is not of this world, nor is the world or any part of it capable of giving. We find life. And it only takes the hearing of his call, the willingness to submit, and the release of all things that we harbor because we believe that they are the things that have saved and rescued or made us survivors. The story that I shared with you, I had written for my JAM, Jesus and Me board, as part of the final project for my adult confirmation class. On the board, I had a picture of two hands reaching up to one another, and on each, I had words that described an event in my life that had shaped who I was. Abandoned. My earthly father abandoned his family when I was 10 years old. He left to go and buy me a pack of blackjack gum, and we never saw or heard from him again. Abused, verbally and physically. Loss. The death of my only brother, my best friend. He had dropped everything when I ended up in the hospital from an abusive incident, and he dropped everything to come to take me home with him and to get me out of that situation. Life. The call that I got the day that my mom had passed away. When she had become ill, she came and lived with my family. She was with us for just over 7 months, and during that time I had many opportunities to share the Lord with her, and one of them was when it was my turn to do the Sunday morning thought, this very radio devotional. I would record it, let her listen to it, and every time, like clockwork, as soon as the cassette player would shut off, she would lay down the headphones and she would say, "How do you come up with that stuff? You missed your calling." Were I to make that same board today, I would yet have another word to add to that set of hands, and that is silence. The sound when you walk into the house and the voice that once filled it is no more. June 19 of 2019, I would go into the downstairs bedroom at 4:15 to wake up my husband for work, only to find that sometime between the time I had said goodnight to him the evening before and that moment when I turned on the overhead light, that he had taken his life. How long he'd been gone, I don't know. But he was now gone from me, and I would never again, except when I could bring up the memory, hear that deep southern drawl say, "Hello, darling." And even in writing this, my heart flutters. We too often find that we are too much like one who has swam to shore after our ship wrecked on the rocks. And anyone would consider themselves a survivor, having come through what we have just come through, having lived through the worst of the storm, and they now can be found on the other side of it, and are then found to be looking around at what they are to see, what there is to life in that moment, and of what possibilities the future may hold in store for them. Days are difficult. And life will throw you curveballs, many of which you'll take a swing at, only to find yourself out of options after so many of them have slid by you and before you knew they were being delivered across the plate. I had for many years thought of myself as a survivor because I had made it through all that life had so far thrown at me. And the wall that I had built around myself, it sheltered me, and I could protect myself from my vantage point. But when the pain of loss begins to overcome you, and your world is turned upside down, then you really begin to search for answers, and what you find will both shock and relieve you. I began to see myself for the first time, and it was not what I had done that had saved me, but the hand of God having been at work, and it now being revealed to me. Circumstances that I had gotten through that I should never have seen the other side of. He has a purpose for each of us, and he will rescue, save, and deliver us if we will put our trust in him when he calls us to himself. My life, I would wish for no one else, but the sad truth is that there are too many who share this same life in our culture today. And so it is that the Lord uses our stories, our life together with him, to encourage and lift up others. It comes as quite a shock to the system when one comes to the hard truth that nothing we did kept us upright, but it was God who was keeping us for himself. If you consider yourself as a survivor, you need to step back and let God reveal his hand at work in you, and then become an overcomer. You see, Jesus speaks often of the one who overcomes, because by overcoming, you become more like him. By him, you are given the right to eat fruit from the tree of life in Revelation 2:7. You are given freedom from the second death in Revelation 2:11. And you have the promise of your sins being forgiven and of eternal life, Revelations 3:4-5, and of becoming a pillar in the temple of God, Revelation 3:21. So don't settle for being a survivor. But through Christ Jesus, thrive in this life. Be an overcomer. Come out from behind the wall you have built. Turn loose the pains that deceive you by making you believe that they make you stronger. I once thought myself to be a survivor until it was made known to me that not by anything that I could have or did do would have saved me, but it was by grace and love, that which he had for me even before I knew him, that would one day help me to take that step of faith towards him. I had only to have faith the size of a mustard seed, and by letting the Lord nurture that seed, water and feed it, it began to grow, and I learned to trust, I learned to love, and I learned to ask for more faith, because with each increase, my love for him grows deeper and deeper, and my life gets fuller and richer. And I now know a peace that I didn't. And I now can truly find and know rest. And I have a hope of which the pillars under it are all pillars of truth. And the foundation set beneath me is firm and will never shift from beneath my feet. My wish for you, to have the same, to have the joy of the Lord's salvation, not only in your life, but a part of every moment of your day. You see, with that, there are no 2 days that will ever be the same. And so trust in the Lord, and you'll wonder why you fought so long to have peace.